This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So now we learned why we are here and how did this earth come to existence. Now the most important question, how did we come to existence? And Allah answered it in two places in details in the Quran. The first one, he said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ أَمْ كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِنَ الْبَعْثِ فَإِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ عَلَقَةٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ مُضْغَةٍ مُخَلَّقَةٍ وَغَيْرِ مُخَلَّقَةٍ لِنُبَيِّنَ لَكُمْ وَنُقِرُّ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ مَا نَشَاءُ إِلَى أَجَلٍ مُسَمًّى ثُمَّ نُخْرِجُكُمْ طِفْلًا ثُمَّ لِتَبْلُغُوا أَشُدَّكُمْ وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُتَوَفَّى وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرَدُّ إِلَى أَرْذَلِ الْعُمُرِ لِكَيْ لَا يَعْلَمَ مِنْ بَعْدِ عِلْمٍ شَيْئًا وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ هَامِدَةً فَإِذَا أَنْزَلْنَا عَلَيْهَا الْمَاءَ اهْتَزَّتْ وَرَبَتْ وَأَنْبَتَتْ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ زَوْجًا بَهِيجًا. So what is Allah saying? O people, O humanity, everyone, believer or not believer, you have a doubt, you are in doubt about the resurrection? Well, know that we created you from dust, then from sperm drop, then that developed into a clinging clot, then lump of flesh, fully formed or unformed, in order to demonstrate our ability. This is all addition. لِنُبَيِّنَ لَكُمْ, to make it clear for you. Then we settle whatever embryo we will in the womb. وَنُقِرُّ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ مَا نَشَاءُ, we keep that embryo in the womb for appointed term. Usually 9 months, could be less. Then we'll bring you forth, becomes an infant. طِفْلَ, baby. So that you may reach what? Prime. ثُمَّ لِتَبْلُغُوا أَشُدَّكُمْ. This is all the stages of a human being. However, some of you may die young, while others, the opposite, left to reach an old age to the point where they will know nothing after they knew everything. Then it changed. وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ هَامِدًا. And Allah is bringing me now to another phenomenon. You see the earth absolutely quiet, absolutely dead, lifeless. But as soon as we send down rain upon it, اهتزت وربت, begins to stir to life and swell, producing every type of pleasant plant. So two things here, we're going to focus on the creation of the human being. Where did we all came from? We came from Sayyidina Adam. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ مَثَلَ عِيسَىٰ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ آدَمْ خَلَقَهُ مِنْ تُرَابٍ. The parable of Isa is the same as the Adam, creation. Created Adam from dust. That's where we started. Allah said, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ مُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرَ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. Certainly, we did create a human being from an extract of a clay. Then we placed him as a sperm drop in a firm lodging, قرار مكين. Then we made this sperm drop, now the embryological stages. Sperm into a clinging clot, made the clot into a lump of flesh. Now coming a little bit more detail. And then we made from this lump, the lump is like a bicyclet, then made from it bones. Then we covered the bones with flesh, muscles. Now then here, because it's in English, but Allah didn't say then, he said thumma. We have developed later on into another creation. So the other creature, أنشأناه خلقا آخر, another form, is actually called the fetus. So embryo and fetus. And Allah separated by thumma. It takes time. And then we made it tabarakallahu ahsanul khaliqin. So what is this all? We started from dust. Adam was created from dust, just like the verse I shared from you. Then from Adam was Eve. Eve was created from the rib of Adam. So in a hadith, our Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said that Eve was created from the rib of Adam. Peace be upon him. Adam was sleeping. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Eve from the rib of Adam. He woke up, he found her, and he was very happy. And this is actually something in us, human beings. We can't live alone. And insan, the name human being, insan, is from uns. We feel solace and happiness with a human being. So let's go back how we are. So this is Adam. And from Adam and Eve, all of us came. But it's stages. And the human being and the man, there is the sperm. خُلِقَ مِن مَاءٍ دَافِقَ يَخْرُجُ مَن بَيْنِ الصُّلْبِ وَالتَّرَائِبِ. Human being created from a fluid that is gushed, comes out from a sulbi wa tarab, is the place in the back where originally the testes were created, or in embryo, as an embryo. So the sperm comes in, subhanAllah, when the man and the woman, in their intimate relationship, they meet. Millions are thrown inside the woman. Only one gets into the egg. And here becomes a nutfa. So a nutfa is when they meet together. And then in 7 days, this is small, we can't see it, moves through the fallopian tube of the woman, and then it's thrown in the uterus. Qararun makin, Allah used the word. Why qararun makin? Is dark. It's a place empty. And that small thing find a place in the uterus and clinge into the wall of the uterus. Allah called it alaqa, clinge. And it's a blood. ثم خلقنا العلاقة مضغة. Now the blood change into a flesh. And the flesh is actually exactly like if you get a chewing gum and you chew it and take it out, you see some openings in it. And it's exactly the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. And this is all less than 8 weeks. That mudra becomes then as it goes, very short time, then Allah created bones. And then the bones are covered by muscles. By 8 weeks, embryo is formed. Now it is fetus. From now on till the end of the pregnancy is all changes, getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and then later on, the hearings and the seeings. This is how we are all created. فَلْيَنْظُرُ الْإِنسَانُ مِمَّ خُلُقَ. What does that remind me? Now, scientific miracles, yes, it makes my faith stronger. But I shouldn't depend on the scientific miracles to prove that the Quran is true. The Quran is the words of Allah. I don't need a scientist to tell me that the Quran is true. But when I read the Quran and I see all this, and I see it around me in the creation of the human being, especially when you see the pictures and how Allah described it, in me, I say, what else I need? What else Allah will explain to me to keep my iman strong? So what do I learn from this for me and you as a human being? Not many people are interested in this science and this detail, but there's a big message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We become arrogant. We think we're better than others. Remember, where did we start from? خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ. We are originally from dust. مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُفْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. From it we created you, and to it you'll go back, and from it you'll come out again. So the main message is, the Quran is not a book of science, although it has a lot of scientific miracles, a lot of science education. But the main message of the Quran is, know who's Allah, and know who are you, or who we are. So if I feel I'm better than everybody else and I'm arrogant, I only need to read this verse. خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ. And from نُطْفَة. You're from dust. And you were from a spoiled sperm. What is this all about? And then we will end up back to the dirt.